Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elizabeth on Pulling Heartstrings. The date is the 8th of the second month, 2022. It is a Tuesday evening. The time is 2017. Yay. Good evening, listeners. How are you doing? So once upon a time, there was a young lady. Her name was Erna. Erna lived with her father, and her mother had disappeared and just went to go and live her best life and left the child with them, with the father, you know. And as they went through life like that, at some point, Tate now got a girlfriend, and the girlfriend was very nice to Erna. They were understanding each other and all of that, and then they got married. Now, when they got married, they had to live together, the three of them. And soon after that, Meme now got two more children with Tate, right? And then they started having few and little issues in the house and problems in the house, you know? And everything that went wrong, it was always Erna, you know? It was always Erna. No, Erna is doing this, Erna is doing that. Okay. And every time Tate was going to work, right, it was always the text that came through about anything at home. It was always Erna being bad. Now, Meme had a few complications in her first pregnancy that caused her to stop working. So she became a stay-at-home mom. So she was always home every day with the children. Tate had to get now a second job to facilitate and to somehow look after his family, you know? So he got a second job, meaning that he was not really ever home. And when Erna was in grade two, the social worker was called from school that they have suspicions that Erna was being abused at home. She was being starved, she was being brutally beaten and so forth. She had bruises all over her body and so forth, you know. And when the case had gone now to court and all of that, they had given the stepmother 5 years probation. And in that time, while the case was still going on, Erna had to live with her grandmother, her father's mother, right? When she lived with her grandmother, her weight picked up. It was beautiful. She was going to school. She was flying colors. She was the best. She was achieving. And she started playing sports as well. For those 6 months with her grandmother were the happiest she could have ever been. And then the 6 months finished, right? And Erna's father decided that no, Erna must come back home. Come back home to basically the same situation, the same setting. Now, Erna had begged and pleaded with her father that she would really rather prefer she stays with her grandmother, but her father was not having it. Her father was not tolerating. He didn't want that. He wanted his family to be together. He wanted his children and his wife and himself to be together, you know? And Erna's grandmother had also come to her son to plead that, no, the thing is that I'm alone there. It's only me and Erna. Please let her stay with me. You know, she's happier. She's doing good in school. She's much better. But her father was not having it. So Erna eventually had to go back home to her father, her stepmother, and her two siblings. Now, in that time, Erna had confessed to one of her teachers at school that when her stepmother was upset with her, her stepmother would tie her to a chair and put her in the shower with cold water. Basically, it was waterboarding, but not intensively. And obviously, even when she was examined and all of that, there was no concrete evidence that this ever happened to her. So she stayed inside. So she stayed at home, basically, and she still went through her stepmother's wrath and her stepmother's hand and so forth. Yes. Then one day, and in all this time, her father is working. Her father is basically not there. Her father realized one day that he thought that she had a high metabolism. Now, with a high metabolism is for slender people that eat a lot, but you don't know where the food goes, like Commander Chicken. They eat a lot, but you don't know where the food goes. So he thought his daughter, his 10-year-old daughter, had a high metabolism. You understand? Because every time he was around, she would eat. But it's the type of eating the whole pup until it's finished, eating a whole chicken, eating a whole, she would eat so much. And come to think of it, if we had to look at it from a bird's eye view, it would look like a child that is being starved and doesn't know when their next meal is, so that they must, so they should eat now to make sure that, nothing, like, that they are full, you know? And her father assumed that it was all just high metabolism, she's growing or whatever. And then she started losing weight rapidly. Now, these are things that her father could also see. She started losing so much weight that her stepmother advised that it is not advisable for us to walk around with Erna, because people are going to think that I abuse her. So it's better for her to stay at home when we go out and do things. So they would go out as a family, the four of them, right? The two parents and their biological children, you know? They would go and do fun things, and they would play outside and stuff like that. And Erna would stay in the house. And then one day, while Tate is at work, the stepmom texts him and says, I don't think Erna is not feeling well. And then, get this, right? Tate's daughter is not feeling well and he's at work. A logical parent, like personally for me, if I ever get that phone call or text, I'm leaving. No matter what I'm doing, I can leave you guys here on air. Ne? I'll probably play an advert and just go, you know, because it's my child, you know. But Tate finished working his shift and then went home after 2 hours. To go and find his daughter having seizures. And then he's like, let's call the police. And then his wife is like, are you crazy? I'm still on probation. They're going to think it's me. Like, no, we can't do that. We can't call the police. And this is the first red flag that this person was supposed to adhere to. Hello, caller.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm very well, man. Mm-hmm. Am I talking to Miss Elizabeth?
It is me.
Is it you?
It's
always?
It's me, my dear. Okay.
You are there.
It's always me, my dear. I'm here. How?
Oh, no, I'm just trying your number. I don't know the program you are busy with.
Uh-huh.
Could you please tell me?
No, we are talking about stepmothers. Stepmothers and bad children.
I was just it's an opening line of that we call a what? A home run.
A home run.
Yeah, like, I think it's a home run plugin.
Oh, the one with Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Gabriel Okwaya Sherry, was takara nanga, eh? Ngayandi kompaganto, eh?
Oh, Chiri, you are killing us this side. Oh, Chiri, Katunomburo Chiri, these people of Etunda, they are making us to go very bad. For real, oh, Chiri, we expect shower today. So I expect a shower today, for real. But, oh, Chiri, those people, they are drinking our lane.
Yeah.
Just ask Paragus Club.
I'm going to give you feedback on the asparagus. Don't worry, I'm doing my research.
When it will be then?
My dear,
maybe I'll keep on listening
on
to
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Hey,
what
on
time
Thursday
is it?
At 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock morning?
Yeah, komatang usiku.
Komatang usiku, yeah.
Yeah. The usiku komatango.
You know, but people at Ondangwa, they are calling us, they are busy with the lane. Our soil is very dry up to today, up to now. Marubrain to Dumangano came running, but there's nothing come to us.
Yeah, I will do my research. Okay, caller.
Thank you, Mama Elizabeth.
All right.
Thank you, Mama Elizabeth, for allowing me to talk, even though the program is not for Homeland.
It's okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye. All right. And he asked, when the child was having seizures, he said, let's call the police. And then after that, she said, no, are you crazy? They are going to think that I did something to her, you know. They always think that I will do something to her. They think that I'm abusing her. They think all of these things and all of these things. And then the tate said, okay, we will not call the police. And left his daughter there having seizures and went to work, my dear. Hey, this man. He went to work. And then for 6 days, this child was having seizures there on that bed. She was having seizures left, right, and center while her father continued to go to work and work his shifts, my dear. And then on day six, she died. The stepmother texts and says, no, Erna has died. He says, okay. And then he continues working and finishes his shift. And then he goes home to go and meet his daughter's dead body. He says, let's call the police. His wife says, are you crazy? They are going to think it's me. They are going to think that I killed her. They are going to think that I did something to her. Even with these bruises that are on her body, they are going to think that I've been beating her. No, we must just think of something else. Then the tate says, okay. And then he gets ready to go to his next shift at his next job. He goes to work. Then he comes back. When he comes back, he decides that he's going to cremate his daughter. He goes into the shops and he buys everything and everything and anything, right? Because he cannot let his wife go to jail for killing his daughter, his flesh and blood, right? Because I don't know what type of genitalia that woman is having there. But wow, goes into the shop, gets all the material for everything, and buys these metal trash cans. When they buy these metal trash cans, they drive. It's him, his wife, and their two children, and the trash can with his biological 10-year-old daughter's body. They drive all the way, and then they set it alight. They waited there. And they waited for it to cool down when they were done doing their dues. And then he put the trash can into his buggy, drove his family home, and the next day he went to work. He went to work with the trash can of his daughter's remains inside the trash can. And then he asked his friend what to do, and his friend said, call the police. That is exactly what happened. That's the story of Erna.
Join the Rusting Virtual Marathon and win big.
The Virtual Marathon will take place on Saturday, 12th of March, 2022, and allows you to run from wherever you find yourself. Sign up today on www.rusting.com. Registration closes on 18 February, 2022. We hope to see you all participate. Hashtag live to run to live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elizabeth. The time is 20:30. You guys are welcome to call in and give me your 2 cents and your opinions.
Hello, caller. Hello,
caller. Yes, Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay.
I think that guy and his wife, they are crazy. There are people who are naive, really.
It's not even naive. It's just cruel. Like,
cruel. But those things are it's
real.
Happening. You remember the issue of the Zimbabwean? Who beat up the kid up
the
to...
trash can, huh?
Yeah, then they try to hide, to bend the body.
Yeah.
Just imagine even they are like, they are two wives.
Yeah.
And even that the biological mother's day
also
this happening. Things are not okay, man.
Yeah.
In this world.
They are not. And this is people a real case, man. This is a real case.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, this is a real case. I was studying. I was reading up on it today. Criminal law.
Just imagine.
I'm telling you.
Things are happening, my friend.
This takes us back to Gabriel. Are we looking at the people that we are going into relationships with, considering our children?
Are we considering our children? No, we are not. You see, sometimes I just maybe for this pressure which we are getting in the bedroom.
Mm-mm.
But at the end of the day, you forget that you...
The child only has you. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just imagine. And now you are doing this to your own biological kid. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody is not even maybe a step kid, you cannot do that.
Yes.
And how many men like in Namibia we heard that stepfather sleeping with their stepdaughters?
You know what I've realized?
So many.
Gabriel.
Even the newspaper for today, you can see that the businessman.
Mm-hmm.
That one was
a relative
know.
That they hang.
Yes. Hey. Ah, man. We are not.
Gabriel, which I am.
Yeah.
Stepmothers are abusing, ne? And stepfathers are raping.
That is happening.
These are the statistics that we are living with. Nando kukaputu dhara, ever since that child was 6 months, when that child just makes uhunjarange opomwes.
But you become a master man. How really?
Onu wazana 6 months. The child is calling you daddy.
Daddy, then now you are
now you want to be taken into bedrooms. Oh,
aye. Come on, man. Things are not joking. But I think somehow the guys are trying maybe to get rich, man. They go to these guys and then they tell them, just go and do this to maintain whatever. Hey, pull a man.
Yeah.
Oh. And they go to pull it. And this it's become so common, even happening everywhere. And you heard this. And we had just a lot of rumors to those guys who are like successful business, which you call black in the north.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing it, my friend. They are, either come on, you go and sleep with your mother, you do what? But for me, I let that just to be who I am, man.
My dear.
Otherwise, these things are.
No, never.
But somehow these things are just happening everywhere, and I don't know how we are going really to control these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also happening in the church, even also. The way we thought is the safe place.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see that guy who are sleeping with two women at the same time, just imagine. Yeah, man, no.
I'm telling you. I think we live in a very cruel society, and it is up to it's time for us to open our eyes and to stop pretending we can't see the things, man.
It's true, man.
Yeah, the neighbors, they cannot see the torture that this child is going through.
They do.
They do.
And they don't care. You know what we see.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the neighbor is very important even to people, to relatives, because they are the one who are close to you.
Mm-hmm.
You interact with them with every day.
Live together.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they support to identify that something is not okay here in this house.
And even in this case, I understand, like in different cases, Gabriel, sometimes if you go and report, where will the child go? But in this case, the child has a grandmother. Go and report, and the child goes to the grandmother. It's that simple.
It's true. But things are just happening.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, also our neighbors, they are telling.
Oh, terrible.
But the problem was not that we don't have a communication with neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Every time this one is coming, switching you, this one, especially those born again, they are always been witched.
Everybody's a demon again.
I don't agree with that. That is a demon. Oh, ow.
I'm telling you. Ewane, bye.
Sharp, man.
Yes, callers. So today we are pulling heartstrings on matters that seem like it's not real up until it happens, until the last point. We are pulling heartstrings in such a way that
You that is there listening to me, you are uncomfortable. You do not understand how this is possibly possible. You don't understand how this could have happened. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay, man. My first time calling this, to Eagle FM.
All right.
Frida.
No, my dear, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth.
There's
sorry,
no,
man. Just,
yeah, it's fine.
I was just listening then, since like one of the callers said Frida there, so it's Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth.
Yes, I'm talking to Elizabeth. I'm a good follower of this Eagle FM, man.
Nah.
But then I just don't really get time to call in. But then really, this story of this man today really made me have to call in. Yo,
that is my aim no, and objective, man. Is to pull then, the heartstrings.
Yeah, man. Yo, is it a real story or
it is a real story, a criminal case.
What happened where?
It happened here.
In Namibia?
Oh, it didn't happen here in Namibia, but it happened here in the world.
Oh, in the world. Oh, yes. Okay.
Because we are global citizens.
Look, like what I was just driving, I was driving very slow on the slow speed from Etunda to Oshifo. Now I was speeding, then I just slowed down my speed just to listen to what you're saying. I'm not really crying, but then tears are just rolling out of my eyes. Like,
I know.
Really, man? No, come on, you cannot. I'm not. Look, I'm not a father yet.
Yes.
But then the feeling I have to, how I will love my child, my children, life. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can understand.
Yes.
This whole thing happened, people, this is really bad. But then what I'm suspecting, this man, somehow, somewhere there, this lady, she should have done something to this man.
I don't think so. I think men are very, I don't think anything happened to him. I think men are just oblivious because they assume, that you love the child most. You guys are nah when I'm there. Mm-hmm. You understand. Mm-hmm. But they don't listen to their children.
No, for me, I don't think I would turn blind eye.
One of the requirements one of the requirements that you must have is that you must fancy my children. My children must like you as a human being. I'm not introducing you as a lover. I'm introducing you as a human being. My children must be comfortable around you to have conversation with you to be okay with you.
Exactly.
Then yes, that's how I know the relationship can move forward.
Yes.
But now,
anything happening around here?
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is that us that have children with people that we are no longer with, it is not because we didn't imagine spending forever with them. It is because things didn't work out. Nobody wants to have a child with somebody and then they break up. You understand?
It's just because
things didn't work out. But as long as you guys can have a consensual agreement to raise the child, co-parenting, that is the idea.
Now, these are the things like some of us that kept us going without getting a child. Until now, I just don't know. I can't stand my child being abused and I'm marrying this other woman.
Eh.
And you see, it's not easy to always keep the same person. I don't know from the experience that I've seen happening. In most cases, people that are having kids together, they don't stay together.
Yeah.
Maybe I must wait until marriage, but then you don't know.
Yes, that is the correct remedy. But also, people get divorced. But first get married, then have your children.
But then years are now going, man.
Okay, if years are going, find somebody, you know, associate with somebody that you know that even if anything happens, me and this person, I can stand having this person in my life. Look at them with those kind of eyes. Even if it doesn't work out between us, that's what you should look for. Or you can even have an agreement to have a baby with somebody. It's just a matter of conversation. Kucha, hi, Sarah. Like, I noticed that you also don't have a child. Sarah, can we have a baby together? You are working, I'm working, we can put together, we can have our baby.
You understand? Mm. I'm not asking to be in a relationship with you. I'm asking for us to co-parent our baby that
to
we are making.
Our baby.
Yeah,
exactly.
Together. You know, Mvuratazi?
Wahanga Pisigapo Kuyuni. Now those things now they'll turn out, hey, you want to insult me? What? Hey,
no,
like,
it's you wouldn't approach somebody that's stupid like that.
Yeah. Good night, man.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Ciao. Yes. So that was the story of Erna and how basically her father was oblivious to the things that are happening to her under his nose, under his roof, in his care, in his presence. We do not... Hello, caller.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Elizabeth.
I'm pulling heartstrings.
Hey, well, you and Gabriel, what's wrong with the boy with us?
today we are hurting your feelings, what?
Oh, yeah, you want to put us in the corner.
I'm telling you.
No, leave us alone, please.
How are you feeling?
I have no more feeling with you.
What do you think of our topic?
Your topic is almost good.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it on. It's good.
All right. Thank you so much, Colin.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Great moment, Kevin.
I will do that.
Bye.
Yes. So, this leads us to the conversation of, are we oblivious to our children's pain, or are we so desperate to be loved by people that we choose, intentionally choose who to love and who to follow? Uncle Kadhiwe, you know her for 5 years. Your child, you know your child since conception. Ever since you had your tools. But yet, you choose your wife's sayings over your child. You don't have a relationship. I feel like most men assume that that children must have a relationship with that mother. But it doesn't work like that. You must have a relationship with your children so that your children feel open enough to tell you when things are not okay. Hello, caller.
I feel like
both. Oh my God, voice is very weird. Hello, caller.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, Tate.
Evening.
Good evening.
What's happening? I mean, what happened?
What happened?
About the men whom we're talking now.
The stepmother basically killed the stepdaughter. But killed her slowly. Tortured her basically. I was telling the whole story. You were not listening?
No, you came late? Yeah.
Oh, but we are going for an advertisement break. Maybe you can call back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Did you know COVID-19 vaccines may not only prevent you from getting seriously sick, vaccines allows your body to fight the virus well before an infection occurs. This greatly increases your chances of not getting seriously ill when infected. The government provides COVID-19 vaccines for free, and they are safe for people aged 18 years and older, including those with pre-existing conditions. Remember, it is important to go for both doses of the vaccine to make sure you are fully protected. This message was brought to you by the Nationhood and National Pride Program in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Social Services. My Namibia, my country, my pride. Help kick COVID-19 out of Namibia.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Good evening.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Dade, how are you? Again.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to Zivamba.
Okay.
Now, what is the topic today?
The topic today is Onsane Erimegumbo Enokanake Kanake Kokonje. Akarana komangina hokana ashiketa ka hokana onkurukadi ta varu nona wa ujuyali onkurukadi ta tamekene kukara eno nyanya nokana hea ina kavaro iine kavarandishi okana ta shikaiko skores kurimwe o tichata dhiropo taneko social waka kuchokana hano otaka abusingwa ta iko kota ta peo mwezi dhiri hamano kucha ta investigating mwezi dhiri hamano okana takakara ne mangano naina kuru shikakara naina kuru okata mekene keno nkara mwenyongwa na warera ontoti noko madhe uro ta inga ta performa na wana wa moskora shiri tapiti onti tango takutiwa ne o mwezi hamano ndono shida puko tatego kana takireko kuina tati ae ngandaha okana kanje na kakarukireke humbo. Okana kari kurira kucha ae tatenga inandihara kukarukira kohono. Eta nja andikare na kukuwanje ondanyanyukwa onsani nahara. Yina tapurane kucha mwanje. Sigira njo kana nanga ondirimo nga onga ike muka onsani nahara. Okana takashuna nahe. Okana ongeshinga katamekenga takananga. Kota shata te wako azine kironga shashita te wako arongu ironga ijiari ndishi shata te we eripo okano takali shafa takali sigo takali shinene takali epitirira unane okana hono takali epitirira ngaka tate wako tu itatipa mwe okano taka kopora nengo taka otaka koko waje okana ne esikurimwe Ongeshinga okana katameke takasi ointona. Onkurukadi ta dengere ne onsane wetati okana kakuvite nawa ira. Onsane tamana kurongilonga e konima wiridiri mbari tea. Shea okwado kana ke takakaka makeri pombete tati oshike okani takapopi. Yetashuna kironga shashuna kironga kwa kakaruka ne. Omasikuwa kekegeri kakamano kapitipo. Shiga pitipo ngao, okana kamano njenda. Onkulukadi, onsane tati natudengero polisi. Onkulukadi tati, ai natudengero polisi. Shashinota akacharo nga e, ndeka li, onga, ndeka dengo nga, ndeka ningi shike. Na shike nipo shoko korutura konga, kashiki zenga minima. Takutiwa ronga e, ndeka zenga.
Yeah.
Okana, okamano njenda nendi shingaka. Onsane tai kironga, shazi kirongo kwaziko taturanana onkulukadi wenuno na waombea mbuya uju yali ya vara pamwe noka na hono oruturo kana hono kerimendoroma no no makara ni kuni detai ndeta kafika oruturo kana hoka onsane tagaruka kone hono nendoroma jejoka anake ekavara emwene okanake kakesho katekuru okanake tai kironga Nendoroma ndoka ririmo bakie. Tarombwere ne oferende kucha kandishisha kucha kandishishi kucha ondiripe ni peifengeika. Shindu vitengei. Omwanje. Onsane tati dengero polisi. Shia dengero polisi kwa kwatwapo. Onkulukadita kwa kwatwapo. Oerimo ndorongo.
Oerimo ndorongo.
Da gente, cujo con el N8 toca. Maidia. Hey. Nakuku wanjeri kwa mbonge huya.
Yay. Very good. Da. Ese no.
Ay, ubuko.
Ay, cuando ubuko kwa.
Oi nyandwa.
Esi maso nyandwa.
Mhm.
Ehe, oshinya.
Ay, kaisho oshinyandwa. Kaisho oshinyandwa.
Ma, te ho kololo.
E ho kololo. Maro shima shoshi. E ho shima shoshi rita isha happening.
Toti, oinima hainyumba ko... Hainyumba ko kakwa shana.
Inima inyumba kakwa shana.
Oinima haya kuti, ina tubegele ni polisi na tuninge iku. Uruto kike poka nako e, asara kutian oshiri. Nara tongo te kugere iki. Uwe hito toka ane moboro wakuti ya eo nunguinyo kupeni yao nuka kato kwa haa eno hai popire kyo hai kwa hamba ukana hei kano wakuti ya eo dishoke li na ukao ndishi ya ukiri na ukao haa unonane uinya paife haukane unaikoshi mashono kwenye kutia ano ukana kenya wati kiripe na oka kwa hamba ano kwa hamba akuzi wa
ya eo kwa hamba ya akuziyo.
Oshiri na mutu na mbari tati ano astragu sa uhawa nguwe rike tunda mutu ano unkwa itokwa sinina kwa ahaye mutu onde utea mutu unkwa ubanga ono.
Ae ngiko kubanga ahwe popesi.
Ae pesa mutu pago para utandi sifa oshi wana konjara man.
Konjara.
Ehe ni mambi na ombi adi konjifambi hei zika.
Asho.
Ah, entonces no como el monje.
Evatate.
Hoy quiere hacer más tópica y no hay usted.
Evatate.
Evatate que tenemos que ir o más como un grosso nena.
Evatango un neno tu apandura.
Good night.
Good night.
Y aló.
Good evening, guys. Hello, caller.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
You always happy in your program. And that is nice because you are hearing the mind. Remember one of the pill that in the world never knows is happiness.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What the talk of him? Aturimu yoni umwa yoroka ko okuta kuziwa. Demo turingone uchakisha umwe pamotwa toka langone kucha yo takangane no kana kae then sine pamotagadzira dilana ndo hombo kuna naluno kuti anoka done ilongo ilonume ya tena nini mili larine kija anu apo natenda mo mongalongo inya kuchange toka ningumbo kashi cheke no mapolo kucha unangongo be unango tu unango hambo elongo lute ya ta unona peno advantage no disadvantage mukena mandin lumenu dinokana shingon dinokana mito kala kuja shine kani ngo umbo
yene pamoja kanji
andino kana kangi opene ki nimiri bari kuja kadona oyombola eida iri irisking itro a iriski atingo riska ate kulokana ko ke shikae mungu wacha wakucha tadruku kastrafata kani ngini mailo tadruku kadenga. Wajia kununu na mwani ngini mailo.
Unonoko uli, unonoko uli. Au longu ikuru muna, oko uli.
Ndoto wala kucho kana pa mwaketa.
Kondi mwani.
Ya unkulunu pa mwateka ikena ndo kuli. Taive ne kadumta kufeki ni maili bari. Eda tekingo riska, okana tadruku kadenga malone, otashimwe telenda. Haku ineke okana, ndeno noko family, noko vame kwa pondu jingono kwa tati. Bero sesi kesi kai. Ilo eke fere ke mukeshe shika hala kucho kuskoli takai kucho mbeti taki yale kuchi ya haki ili taki ikosho opoika kare nombiri
opoika
kare nombiri yoko ntima nande no mwenye wa ino wafa okana kiri kwenye taka kosho iya kwa siti barine ina neoka na Kenya ineta omango bari pokati kanuveli wa bari wa ombola ok kumbori mwene chene anda ombola kadona anda ombola kwa mwaya alongwa miilongo pepo mwaku hala haya nukana kange nakaike ndi nakaiko doloba mwadrupi ya limo kwa hivyo shatushe nukana kange kana kango
wako
private ya okeriko private anko enyafu chile yena kuna ngo familia kwa aja ya ini mwepo oyongo hili kucha peno advantage peno disadvantage I think shimba kwa mwenato shitare ngo mwole ne kucha ya shita peso tuya mwenyunyu mwe uupe wakeshe matadungo mwepo kucha amena midareko kana kange maano kucha otuneke kuka teo ima chie tesi tato kwa la shashi ongalo yoteke kalike ya piana chapo pamungi nge tala tete nkweni pamwena uten mombo kucha ayo nungo wa matadurukute kula kudako nongalo yange pamwenda jane mwenye ndani nga mwepuko ya totalengo ni yache mbolumu otoku fike ono hensam ono menungo no uole mana no ne pamwe uka dono no ka mhm ya itakale na no kana ko nyeno uka dono nga singo mushi ucha ya uka kuno onkei no takale udite comfortable eri pima omona wa esho kwe tashisho
ya
Ati
unona
ya opcia wangu ngino ngazandimo no ngino adigo angola nuta daloga na ndeta igo angola ega fia mukashona nde ya luka bari otoche sirimo kaucha eto ya lolo yonga
no
dena kwe kuduri kwe ta foda
to enjoy nga na enjoyment
You are not like a human being. Yes. We have to think like a human being. Never, even animals. Man, they get enough money.
Ato duko kari.
Ato duko kari. Sande ni ngobo aji ba ge koko fita ta jira jilovan. Ma alonu. Oshi re topo zeko shingrisi. Oshi putu aluri ko konga undu unoka na weka dande kushi ke na pake juari. Sometimes it's a bongo to pit and be a mess called the ethic and
gab. Yes, ethics and morals and discipline. Laws of nature.
Yes, true. The at land if I bongo with before you do sex,
be ready.
What is the, yes, you must be ready
for everything that's coming.
For everything, yes, true. So, unona ogota darwa ngo pama konjo koma ngape nomba una na kota ngamo ni kona yashi sha kakala ke pima da kuropa na ndo malaka ama da gisi ka shingo ta kaka ko anzira ta kaka ko grand madawari lo mipwari
ogana ngo kama ka puna ne kuchotaka ipeni
kaka ke na kuchotaka ipeni ta kaka ke riko po mbono na kosikolo na ngo uno na ogan ni yaka na makwato ke ngono
ta ya kurire momo andi
da hulemo mandinge ngwa puluno na babo ko ta gonki shwa iche ibinge ngwa ta ngi statistics
yes
uno na mwe ke singa ngonki so badaro na wilo pa mushi wa kwatero ke mon
yeah
onga lwiringa yo ngala na ke wano
yeah
ano na pirongo ke direngo kuja pero si landuri ngo mu ke sha tuningi cha pona tuningi ni ma lela tu shi kuja tuningi
yeah
ayo ko tuna bwe monga
ewa to ke rapona ta tunda pandura.
Yes, guys, I think this has been a very interesting, very, I think this topic, we are going to run with it until Friday. Hello, caller.
Oh, Mama Elizabeth, good
yes,
evening.
Yes, Tate, Buana, how are you?
How are you? Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I am fine.
Okay, but that, there was a true story of that nature.
No, it is a true story. It was a case that I was reading in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. That is very painful. I don't understand. You see, because the moment you develop that spirit of favoritism, that is where the problem comes in. I know very well that you always set some boundary, some limitation there in terms of your communication, your interaction with the mother, because with the mother and the child, and both parents, parents and the children in here. But those ones, I don't know how it really, how it comes this time. Because when we were growing up, we never knew who this one is, who's this one mother. Really never knew about those things.
It's true.
So you only detect it when how people and adults relate to you.
Yes.
But I know in our time was also very difficult. Because you need to just accept this kind of situation.
Yes.
And it's like you said, now the child is innocent there. That kind of a situation,
yes.
That is relationship.
So
how you really live, because this has really destroyed a lot of life.
Yes.
Because there's no way you can favor this child over this other one.
Yeah.
That will bring confusions and
yes.
bring problems. And even live up among them, the children. So that infight will begin. And it's very, very dangerous. Can you see how Cain killed his brother?
Yes,
so
Cain.
Out of jealousy, out of this kind of thing.
Yes.
So we definitely need to make sure that we create a really a balance kind of care there.
Yes.
Otherwise, we create. Otherwise, you know me, I just came to your situation, and I explain. I listen when you're explaining now.
Mm.
And there's somebody, I think, and now you're talking about stepchildren and things like that.
Mm.
I don't know. So maybe we just need to really enjoy and make sure that we accommodate and we tolerate those kind of things. Let's love them just like, you know.
They are our own.
They are our own. So there's no way we can, let's not create just strife and bitterness.
Exactly.
So thank you very much, mommy. God bless me.
Thank you, Tete Puana. God bless you. Bye. Bye. I feel like tonight I'm getting a lot of blessings from you guys. I feel like I've pulled your heartstrings and I have elevated in our class. Our second month of school has successfully started off very compassionately. We are understanding, we are moving, because this is the school of morality. Eh? The school of morality, that is the show. Pulling heartstrings is the school of morality. You understand? At some point, we have to understand. We have to look at our children. We have to understand our children. We have to look at our children and understand them. We have to look at the spouses. Like I said the other day, don't go for a zero when you are not a zero. If you can have standards, set the type of standards for your spouse as well. Like personally for me, I have learned that I cannot be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't have children. I cannot, because they don't understand my struggles. They don't understand my need. They don't understand my sacrifices. You understand? I cannot date somebody without a child. And it's not that they are not there and very capable. It's just a personal choice that I have made for myself. Because then you will understand when I'm texting you at 2 o'clock at night that, come pick me up from the hospital. My child was not feeling well and we came to the hospital. Or please take us, you know. You will understand, because you yourself, you have children. You understand. Or I cannot spend this last piece of money doing this and this with you. I'm going to spend this on my children because they don't have shoes. It's not even a big deal. You understand, to people that don't have, that have children. But then, with somebody that doesn't have a child, it is a bit different. It is different because they assume that you are capable of putting them first, which is inevitably wrong. It can never happen. As long as you have a person that came from your body, no, not at all. You cannot never put anybody first. You understand? So I feel like today has been a great evening. I feel like today has been amazing. I feel like today we have contributed. I feel like today we have moved a level higher. I ask of you guys to be vigilant, to be law-abiding citizens. I ask of you guys to look at your surrounding and address things that are wrong. Address them and make it known. Because we cannot necessarily say that they can even see the injustices being done in the house. So you as a neighbor, please tell Tate kuchawu. Kana kwa kemo nile mwihuna. You understand? Hello, caller.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate.
Utokelo.
Awuri nawa. Watokelo kugana, Tate.
Kama. Okoro roshiri la nyingba ilo just a drum.
No, roshiri. It's a criminal case that I was reading this afternoon.
Oh, okay, it's very bad.
It is very bad.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Tutaka mithenyu inona kwetu. Tutare ni kucha otatu ya turamumonga la mwenye de tungini, no hore yetu nji tatu tungeni peifenge. Hello, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening, baby. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Good evening, Meme. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Are you always this happy? Are you always this happy?
I'm trying. You know, the world is such a cruel place. It's nice to hear a little bit of laughter, man. I'm doing it for you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Is it? And oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. But I'm even at the end. I'm leaving.
Okay.
But you listen in tomorrow, Mas. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, wait. What is your idea? Okay. What is your take on stepmothers and stepchildren? Kuraf.
I don't have much to say on that, honestly.
Nah. Mm. If your boyfriend had children outside, nah? Would you love and appreciate them?
Sure, I would.
Even if the child is bad.
Even if the child is
bad.
Bad.
My dear, bad. Like a bad child. You wake up, my dear, the child has killed your cow.
Now, that depends, actually. It depends on how the child is towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship between you and the dad, or probably the relationship between the child and the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, if the child is behaving nice and you guys understand each other, then everything will go as planned.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Thank you so much for calling. All right. There we have it, guys. Yes. We are pulling heartstrings. We are... Hello, caller.
We are pulling heartstrings. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, beloved. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am fine.
Do it me, please. Only me, caller.
My dear, uneshikisha nom caller.
Wow. I was so impressed. I'm so behind.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We sprinkle it, and those that need to hear it, they go and hear it.
Oh, well, you know what? The other day, you said I must listen to the next day to get chicken's number.
My dear.
And then Danwambike, I don't remember. That day we had a funeral, but there was this kid, the 8-year-old in our family who died. Oh. So I wasn't on the radio that day.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
Mm. What happened to the... Okay, but not now on the radio.
Appendix.
Appendix. So chicken's number is 081. Chicken's number is
081. Yeah, no, I wanted to say, man.
Eh.
Why must I call chicken, bro?
Because I can't give you my number on air.
Oh,
and you, and you, can, oh, not unless you want stalkers, cool.
No, I know how to deal with stalkers, please.
Okay,
08. 165.
64. 304. Okay, I'll call you.
Yeah, you know, about the issue about the kid, man.
Mm.
Oh, there was this caller. What did the caller say? And he said, now I've forgotten. I feel so strongly about that issue of stepfathers. Yeah, you got to think they want to become rich. Yeah, you know what, man?
Mm-hmm.
Like some people, like even the Rumble men, they'll say, no, look at who knew he's rich. He sleeps with his kids.
Yeah,
but like, yeah. Like then they say like, it's upuri, umuri de?
Yeah, upuri ta.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like, I think it's like, people try to explain the way, to try to make sense. Yeah,
to make sense of pedophilia?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also just to make sense of copycat, you know, copycat rituals, like you say, like, okay, we found incest, or fathers sleeping with the daughters, or whatever, when the settlers came.
Yeah.
Not to say that it didn't happen before, like in Egypt, but the settlers did it because they didn't want to mix with the black people. And obviously because they kept the money in the family, like they were.
Yeah.
They kept the money in the family. That's how they became rich. Not because they were magic and sleeping with your daughter. That's a crime.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just, I think for the Vambo, it's just copycat crimes. And
they don't even understand the real crime.
That it's the crime or the dynamic behind how you're going to stay rich. Because you're not anymore spending money on outside lovers. Like, you just spend it in the house. Obviously, you're going to get rich, you know?
Yeah, you're not... girl.
It's not really, like, magical that the energy between a father and daughter is magical. That's just my belief, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is. They say that more. Sleep with your cousins so you can keep the cows in the family, and those people
yeah,
have cows.
Yeah, Shiramwe.
Yeah, so it's like basically, I think it's just logical. It's not like extra. And you know, like to raise up a child at 6 months, like you actually realize this person is actually just timing the whole time that this child, I'm going to raise it up and it's going to be my you
wife.
Know?
My second wife when my wife goes to work. How?
Hey.
How? My dear. Are you sure? Yeah. Good night, my dear. I have to go on. Dangwa is looking at me like, memoze. All right. I'll text you.
All right.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yes, guys. So tonight has been quite a roller coaster. Tonight, caller, you're my last caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memina.
How are you, Suzette?
I'm fine, Meme. How are you?
Fine. Now, let me ask you, this child,
okay, mekumbura hina stepmother?
Oh, na stepmother. Anditi, anoshike neno hantu ya hore kutekuriruno, nanguwe shito tekuriru kano nuripena.
Yino kwa fadhu kapo nare. Ay, yino kwa fadhu kapo nare, ekathiga nahe. Keka karo, kaputu dwara, okana akatate wakopu.
Oh, kwa rindisho, kano naranga nehe wana pamaka.
Ataka
katekuru wala hashi. Okutekurwa neo kano nataka tekurirwa shikengero pena nguwe kavara ongere watwa.
Eh, hey, okasi waka karunga nga.
Inandita era ni muna na okutekurwa.
Kutekura aye.
Kasi shipunde aki ntu natuhiro ngero wavara. Oike to tekurirwa kanona. Hey. Kasi kutekuriru ya mozi shashiri konjira.
Eh,
anto tuhiri renga.
Mm-hmm.
Okayaga kala natate wako ewa. Yeah, there are people like that, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Kanakan kowa rusho kokawi na ikayo kokawa.
Why are we achieving ane? That's the biggest problem.
Karungo shoneri, karungo harongu ironga, hasho yare wete shiashi ningwa mehumbo ndishi. Kuchoka nona hea kapi wa oka slice akame komboroto hea kapi wa slice aziri ndatu. Karungo hari wa dinge in a different way.
Exactly.
Nguhari na wa haka ningo shiporoporo ngu ya ta ningo mtu.
Yes. Memina, I have to say goodbye. I'm so over time.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much for calling. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, listeners and callers and everybody that came through tonight. Now I'm rushed to sign off, guys. But anyways, tonight has been amazing. You have been amazing. Please continue to show love, effort, hard work, and let's build a society that is meaningful, strong, ethical, morally conscious of everything that we are doing. You understand. Till we meet again tomorrow. This is our conversation for the week. So read up on it. See more. Look at your children. Look at their behavior. Look at your wife. Is she unhappy? Why is she unhappy? Maybe your child is a bastard child. Thank you. Bye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily.
Shiwana jana mibia na nangecheva veche monori no moshirongwa shishe otan shimfira kucha pena manufactures ongecheva tadika monjila ya katana moshakati mekuku indasa area okwa kutifa ufila waipungu wonyo kamana no havala ndifa paha usaila anangecheva ileni milandelo ufila weni wonyo kamana tawadika moten kg 20 kg 50 kg ufila to uparifa landave ude omyo dingi denga ke no mola edi konora itatu nano hamano itatu hamano nano nolambari no eari ile Nora Hamano Nano, Barimbari, Oimonwei, Natuno Heari, Pena Manufactures, Ongejavata Yadiga, Monjiro Nene, Yakatana, Moshakati, Industrial Area, Nota Fifa Ufila Wepungu, Wolio Kamana, Batare La Ponena.
Oyum Nangeshefa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuro Ekupitira Mohorike Radio Station, Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yerele eri kwapo ke ngunda na dingi no kuanjo mitoko va dengi ovo bahala kukupa ombiga no kuanja o maele avo puliki na kuprograma ya pengo mito okupitira mo radio Eagle FM alushe pengo mito o programa dingi
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.